Welcome friends to Literature Mantra. I'm Harsh Singh, and in this audio, we'll discuss the writer Nayantara Sehgal. Okay, and Nayantara Sehgal was born in 1927, and she is the daughter of Vijay Lakshmi Pandit and also the niece of Jawaharlal Nehru. So in that way, Indira Gandhi was her cousin sister. And one of the major themes of her novels is politics and whatever was happening during those times after independence. Now, after that, another theme which you will find in her novels is she's also preoccupied with the modern Indian woman's search for sexual freedom and self-realization. These two things you'll always find in her novels. And famously, she declared that each of her novels more or less reflects the political era we are passing through. Okay? But this era that she's talking about is mostly the 1960s, 1970s, 1980s. Of those times. So it can be said that she is an exponent of the political novel. And in 1986, she was awarded the Sahitya Academy Award for her English novel, Rich Like Us. Okay, Rich Like Us, which came out in 1985. Now, few more important works that you should be aware of. One such work is The Day in Shadow. Okay, The Day in Shadow, it was published in 1971. And basically, it is a novel that depicts the life of a character called Simrit. Okay. Now, Simrit is a divorced woman who faces discrimination and harassment from her family and society. And this novel also explores the issues of gender inequality, domestic violence and political oppression in India of those times. Uske baad ek aur novel hai inka, which came out in 1954. It's called Prison and Chocolate Cake. Okay. Prison and Chocolate Cake. Now, this is basically a memoir that recounts her childhood and youth as a member of the Nehru Gandhi family. Okay? And this memoir also provides insights into the history and politics of India's independence movement. And you should keep in mind that despite the fact that she belongs to the Nehru Gandhi family, and despite the fact that Indira Gandhi was her cousin, despite that, she, in her novels, it's not that she supports every kind of politics. She is a critic of authoritarian governments, of any kind of dictatorship, and also of corruption in Indian politics. So she gives a critique of all of this in her novels. Now, after that, she has also written some more novels which you should know about. Now, one such novel is A Time to be Happy. Okay? A Time to be Happy. This came out in 1958. Okay? And this is about what? Basically, it is a kind of chronicle dealing with two North Indian families during the last stages of the freedom struggle and arrival of independence. Now, in this, the character, female protagonist is called Maya, and she is basically trapped in a marriage. So, not having happiness in marriage, she seeks happiness with extramarital affairs. Now, after that, the next novel is This Time of Mourning. Okay, This Time of Mourning, which came out in 1968. Now, ye kis cheez ke baare mein hai? This is one of the best political portraits that Nayantara Sehgal has created, and this is of a person called Kalyan Sinha. Okay, Kalyan Sinha, and this character basically resembles the historical personality of V.K. Krishna Menon. Okay, V.K. Krishna Menon. Even in this novel, there are two important female characters. One is called Rashmi, and the other is called Uma. Okay, now Uma is a nymphomaniac. Okay, and Rashmi feels that how like prolonged starvation, wrong marriage could be. Okay, agar galat insan se shadi kar liya, then it will be almost like a prolonged starvation. Then the next important novel that you should know about is called Storm in Chandigarh. Okay, Storm in Chandigarh. This came out in 1968, and this is a novel which has a political background, which is that of the division of Punjab into the states of Punjab and Haryana. Because if you read history, you'll find that earlier Punjab and Haryana were the one single state, but later on they were divided. Aur isme kya hota hai? The protagonist is called Vishal Dubey. Okay, he's a civil servant who has been sent to Chandigarh to deal with this explosive political issue of bifurcation of the state of Punjab into Punjab and Haryana. Okay, and he's somebody who has an affair with a woman called Saroj, whose husband in turn is having an affair with somebody else. Okay? So along, we can see that there is a kind of pattern in Nayantara Sehgal's novels, that the political scenario will be there, but along with that, there is something personal that is also there. Something which is happening in the lives of characters, especially women characters. And this theme of women's search for sexual freedom and self-realization, this is always there. Now, uske baad ek aur novel hai inka called A Situation in New Delhi. ठीक है, विच केम आउट इन 1977. नाउ बेसिकली दिस नॉवल डील्स विद द aftermath of Nehru's death, taken Jawaharlal Nehru died in 1964, and this novel deals with what the events happened after the death of Jawaharlal Nehru, and then also the rise of the Naxalite movement in India, and then student unrest that happened. Now all of these things are there in history books, so it's not that Nayantara Sehgal is saying something which is non-historical. All of these are part of history, but look at how she is weaving history with some fiction as well. Fiction of the characters along with the historical political background. Okay? That is why she is regarded as an exponent of the political novel. So from an exam point of view, you should know about the important works of Nayantara Sehgal, okay? Especially the names of her novels. Uske baad, remember that she is a Sahitya Academy Award winner for the novel Rich Like Us. ठीक है, रिच लाइक अस. उसके बाद आपको ये भी चीज याद रखनी चाहिए दैट इन हर नॉवल्स शी टॉक्स अबाउट पॉलिटिकल एंड सोशल चेंजेस दैट आर हैपनिंग इन इंडिया पोस्ट इंडिपेंडेंस. शी टॉक्स अबाउट विमेन्स इश्यूज एंड शी रिपीटेडली ऑफर्स क्रिटिक ऑफ अथॉरिटेरियनिज्म. एनी फॉर्म ऑफ डिक्टेटरशिप और अथॉरिटेरियन गवर्नमेंट्स शी क्रिटिसाइजेज ऑल ऑफ दैट. एंड शी वेंट टू द एक्सटेंट ऑफ इवन क्रिटिसाइजिंग द रूल ऑफ इंदिरा गांधी व्हेन शी इम्पोज्ड इमरजेंसी. एंड दिस इज समथिंग व्हेन इंदिरा गांधी वॉज द कजन ऑफ नयनतारा सहगल. एंड एज आई सेड दैट इन जनरल इट कैन बी सेड दैट शी डील्स विद द पोस्ट इंडिपेंडेंस चैलेंजेस एंड कॉन्फ्लिक्ट्स दैट आर देयर इन इंडियन सोसाइटी एंड इंडियन पॉलिटी.